For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. A special guest this week, Carolyn Olson, joining us, and she is serving as Vice President with the Minnesota Farm Bureau. And Carolyn, I know you said off the air you're a bit tired, but you had a busy week. Yourself and other Farm Bureau members made your way to Washington, D.C., correct?
That is correct. I traveled with 11 other Farm Bureau members and staff, and we had a great week in Washington.
You know, you look at this, and a lot of folks call it the fall kind of fly-in season. And what's the purpose of an event like this? Is it more of a meet and greet? Is it to get down to the meat and potatoes of issues? What was all involved in your trip?
Well, this trip involved both, actually. There's a few new staff members in a couple of offices, so that was the meet and greet part. But, you know, we work really hard and really enjoy the relationship building part of these trips and getting the farmers in the offices to be able to tell their stories. The members and their staff being able to hear directly from the farmers is so important, and being able to provide that opportunity is a really great thing that Minnesota Farm Bureau can do.
Now, I know it's not your first trip to D.C., but for those who may have been on their first trip or have been just a handful of times, I'm sure they always feel good afterwards knowing that what they say or what they share is appreciated, and it's not as maybe an overwhelming experience as some would think.
Right. We do have industry briefings, and we have briefings with the American Farm Bureau. And we really try and prepare the members for the meetings so that they don't feel intimidated. And, you know, it's easy to feel a little bit overwhelmed, but then when you realize that all you're really doing is sharing your own story in that format, then everybody kind of feels a little bit better about it. But we do make sure that our people are well prepared through those other events that we have before we go out on the hill.
Carolyn, what were some of the topics and discussions? What did they all surround pretty much with legislative leaders?
Farm bill was our biggest priority. We understand that the farm bill won't make the September 30th deadline at this point. There's a lot of other things that are in front of it currently, so we understand that, but we really were encouraging our members to keep up pressure on their counterparts to make sure that we can get this done by the end of the year. We have really strong support in Minnesota with many members on ag committees, whether Senate or in the House, and they are really key to helping the other legislators that aren't as familiar with agriculture to really help them to see the importance of the Farm Bill. And our members going out there and sharing their stories and the importance of a Farm Bill really helps them have the tools to be able to share with their counterparts as well. So that's another aspect of what we did.
I know it's a bit of a personal aside, you know, but, you know, it's also frustrating at the same time to have a deadline and to not have something done. And, you know, these effects could possibly affect your guys' day-to-day, your actual living, your well-being. So, you know, to try and pass that concern along, that there has to be some urgency here, too.
Oh, absolutely. And we were able to share stories of programs that we're using that, you know, we really need that certainty, and we really need the Farm Bill to get done so that we have that for our next growing season. We're already planning what we're going to be doing next year before this year's crop is harvested. So it is important, and we did try and express that urgency to them because it is important that we have a Farm Bill in place that will be that safety net for farmers, and that the conservation programs will get funded so that farmers aren't left wondering what they're going to do next.
Minnesota Farm Bureau Vice President Carolyn Olson joining us. And I think once again, You have described a lot of details on the value of being a Farm Bureau member, being a organization, being a member of a ag organization. I mean, it opens the door, gets your foot in the door in certain locations like D.C. like this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes we get frustrated and we feel like we're not being heard and we don't know how we can, you know, share our message with those that have the ability to change laws. Being a part of an organization such as Farm Bureau enables you to use your voice, but amplified, and it helps you to be able to figure out where to take your message. You know, in Farm Bureau, we have such a large umbrella of members and types of farms and crops that we grow, everything from fruits and vegetables and small acreages to corn and soybean growers with many acres, you know, thousands of acres, and everything in between. This trip, we had a lot of unique aspects of Minnesota agriculture there and could really hammer home that message that Farm Bureau really has a great membership that is very diverse and has a lot of unique aspects to it that we're trying to help them help our members be able to share their stories and have that voice that so many times we're frustrated that we're not being heard. So it's exciting to watch that in action.
Carolyn, I was watching some of your social media postings and get a chance to meet with Congressman Brad Finstad. Any other legislators that you met? I'm sure they were just happy to see you guys there, too.
Oh, absolutely. We have great relationships with many legislators on both sides of the aisle. We had the opportunity to meet with both of our senators. We met with Senator Smith the first day and Senator Klobuchar the second day and their staff members. And we met with pretty much everybody. There's just one that office that we weren't able to get a meeting scheduled. But, you know, when you're able to also meet with the urban Congress people, then, you know, they need to hear about the importance of the Farm Bill and the aspects that cover their areas as well. They might be more metro, but agriculture touches us all every day.
And within your delegation, too, it's got to be cool from your perspective because a trip like this might plant a seed for further leadership and other members here in Minnesota Farm Bureau.
Oh, absolutely. And I could be an example of that. My husband and I went to Washington, D.C. the first time with the Young Farmers and Ranchers program as we were new Farm Bureau members. And that is really where my leadership light bulb went off. And I have been involved in all the aspects of leadership between state committees and county leadership all the way up to now serving as vice president. It's a great leadership organization as well.
Well, Carolyn, I hope you have somewhere in your schedule a planned nap here for the weekend.
So do I.
Well, Carolyn, thanks again for your time. Sure appreciate it. And, well, welcome back to Minnesota, okay?
Thank you so much.
Minnesota Farm Bureau Vice President Carolyn Olson joining us on Chasm Radio, recapping their trip to Washington, D.C. during their fall fly-in this past week. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Have yourself a great weekend. Keep it right here on AM 1150.